The model for this poignant sculpture was a woman named Marie Queyras. The writer Octave Mirbeau told her sad story. This 82-year-old Italian woman came to Paris to see her son, who forced her to pose for artists to earn her keep. This is how she came to serve as a model for Rodin and for his collaborators Jules Desbois and Camille Claudel. Mask of Death by Jules Desbois is her. The helmet maker's wife also. Freed from the gates of hell, the sculpture of this gaunt, curled-up old woman strikes us with its uncompromising realism and its forceful expression. For Rodin, nothing in art is ugly, except what is false and artificial. In art, only what has character is beautiful. Character is the intense truth of any natural spectacle, beautiful or ugly. My busts have often displeased because they were always very sincere. They certainly have one merit, truth. May this serve as beauty. Here is how Rodin created a figure. When I begin a figure, I first look at the front, the back, the two profiles of left and right, that is, their contours from four angles. Then, with clay, I arrange the large mass as I see it, and as exactly as possible. Then, I do the intermediate perspectives, giving the three-quarter profiles. Then, successively turning my clay and my model, I compare and refine them. This way of approaching the model, which he called his theory of profiles, was a constant in his practice. This is how he remained faithful to nature and achieved the truth of the figure. While physical resemblance was important to him, he sought most of all to express the character of the model, his or her inner life and soul. Everything in nature is beautiful because it's living. Beauty is life, whatever its form.